Lesson 1
Sense of Appreciation
Conversation
Sarah has been in the Children's Medical Center for a week. She has caught a terrible flu. The doctor told her to stay there to get better. There is a photograph of an old man on the wall. While the nurse is taking her temperature, they start talking.
Excuse me, who is that man in the picture?
Oh, don't you know him? Have you ever heard of Dr. Muhammad Gharib?
I guess I have only seen his name in my English book, but I'm not sure about it.
Dr. Gharib was a famous physician.
Oh, can you tell me a little about his life?
Dr. Gharib was born in Tehran in 1288. After receiving his diploma, he went abroad to study medicine. In 1316, he became a physician and then came back to his homeland. In 1347, the center was founded by Dr. Gharib and one of his close friends.
Really? I didn't know that.
Dr. Gharib was also a generous man. He spared no pains to cure sick children. He was very friendly and helpful to poor families. Not surprisingly, he was regarded as a dedicated physician.
It's a pity I didn't know such a great man.
He was known as a distinguished university professor too. The first Persian textbook on children's diseases was written by him. He taught medicine to thousands of students.
Oh, what a great man he was.
By the way, it might be interesting to know that your physician was one of Dr. Gharib's students.
Really? That's interesting. New words and expressions. A. Look, read, and practice.
Hamid sits on the sofa and watches TV all the time. My grandfather feeds the pigeons in the park every morning. Dad really shouted at me when I didn't do my homework. We have to speak louder because my grandmother is hard of hearing. Ferdowsi was born in a village near Tus. My uncle went to his son and hugged him. My little sister sits on my mother's lap all the time.
B. Read and practice.
Burst into tears, to cry suddenly. Ida burst into tears when she saw her score. Repeatedly, many times. I've told Mohsen repeatedly to talk politely to his teachers. Forgive, to stop being angry with someone. Mom forgave me for breaking the vase. Calmly, in a quiet way. He always speaks slowly and calmly. Diary, a book in which you record your thoughts or feelings or what has happened every day. I have kept a diary for 12 years.
Reading.
Respect your parents. On a spring morning, an old woman was sitting on the sofa in her house. Her young son was reading a newspaper. Suddenly, a pigeon sat on the window. The mother asked her son quietly, "What is this?" The son replied, "It is a pigeon." After a few minutes, she asked her son for the second time, "What is this?" The son said, "Mom, I have just told you, it is a pigeon. A pigeon!" After a little while, the old mother asked her son for the third time, "What is this?" This time, the son shouted at his mother, "Why do you keep asking me the same question again and again? Are you hard of hearing?" A little later, the mother went to her room and came back with an old diary. She said, "My dear son, I bought this diary when you were born." Then she opened the page and kindly asked her son to read that page. The son looked at the page, paused, and started reading it aloud.
"Today my little son was sitting on my lap when a pigeon sat on the window. My son asked me what it was 15 times, and I replied to him all 15 times that it was a pigeon. I hugged him lovingly each time when he asked me the same question again and again. I did not feel angry at all. I was actually feeling happy for my lovely child."
Suddenly, the son burst into tears, hugged his old mother, and said repeatedly, "Mom, Mom, forgive me. Please forgive me." The old woman hugged her son, kissed him, and said calmly, "We must care for those who once cared for us. We all know how parents care for their children for every little thing. Children must love them, respect them, and care for them."
Listening and speaking.
Sam has not come to work. I've heard he's sick, isn't he?
Oh yes, he was not well yesterday.
What's wrong with him?
The doctors are checking his health condition.
It isn't something serious, is it?
I hope not.
Conversation 1.
How's everything, Amin? You seem to be busy these days, don't you?
I'm okay, Behzad. I'm working on a new project. I'm really tired.
But your health is really important, isn't it?
I know, but what about work, money, responsibility? We need to consider them all, don't we?
Yes, but health is on top of everything.
Conversation 2.
We are going to the gym on Friday. Will you come with us, Mina?
I don't think so.
You don't like sports, do you?
Actually, I don't know. I think it depends on the type of sport.
You prefer team sports, don't you?
Well, it seems to be okay, but honestly, I prefer less active sports like chess.
Oh, I see.
What you learn.
A. Listen to the first part of an interview.
Dr. Asadi is answering this important question. Why is it important to care for our elders? I think first of all, we need to remember that they are our mothers and fathers and our first teachers. They teach us how to love, how to care, how to forgive, and how to accept. Second, elders have more knowledge and wisdom than any one of us. They've come so far and they've learned so much. We have a responsibility to learn from that wisdom. But the most important thing is their experience. We may or may not know of all the ups and downs they've faced in life, but they've definitely gained experience that is worth respecting and learning from. Our elders may hide much pain from us because they don't want us to feel the pain. The least we can do is appreciate them for all they've gone through and learn from their insights into situations.